It's Friday, January 22nd, 2021. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick. Health officials are cautiously optimistic the number of new coronavirus cases in Nevada may be moving in the right direction. KUNR's Paul Boger has more.
Nevada's two-week moving average of new COVID-19 cases is currently hovering around 1,430 a day. That's down sharply from last month. State data shows hospitalizations have also steadily declined since late December. Kyra Morgan with the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services says that may soon translate to a drop in COVID-19 related deaths.
Based on the lesser impact of the holidays than what we anticipated, it really is possible that we're kind of at the worst point right now, and maybe we'll see some relief in the future. It's a little bit too early to say that with certainty, but it's my best guess based on the numbers.
Despite recent spikes, the state's 14-day moving average of COVID-19 deaths has seen an overall decline over the last few weeks. Nevada's test positivity rate, however, remains high at 20.5%. Paul Boger, KUNR News.
Statewide, more than 266,000 people have contracted the virus since the start of the pandemic. 8,457 people have died. In Washoe County, the health district reported nearly 700 recoveries and 176 new cases of the coronavirus Thursday. They also reported three additional deaths, bringing the area's total death count to 576. Washoe County health officials say they're administering about 1,000 COVID-19 vaccinations a day, but more vaccines are needed to ramp up those efforts. At current rates, it could take more than a year to get everyone in Washoe County inoculated from COVID-19. That's why James English, the regional operation chief for the COVID-19 response, is urging residents to have patience. He says it may take weeks before health officials can offer the vaccine to anyone outside the state's current plan.
So we could be anywhere from 3 to 5 weeks out before we can really jump into that community support front line unless vaccine becomes more available.
According to English, public and private healthcare providers have so far administered more than 12,000 COVID-19 vaccinations in the county. Local leaders are moving forward with plans to make changes to the Washoe County Health District. That includes possibly changing the district's name, board leadership, and appeals process. As reported by the Reno Gazette Journal, officials with the Washoe County Commission, as well as the Reno and Sparks City Councils, have met to discuss what they see as a lack of communication and accountability from the health district. And while nothing has been decided, all three governmental bodies made plans to hold future discussions with health district personnel. When asked about possible changes, Washoe County Health Officer Kevin Dick said he has reservations about adding elected officials to the district's board. He also warned of the dangers of mixing politics with public health. California's auditor says the state should have spent more money helping its smaller counties battle the coronavirus. Auditor Elaine Howell said the state's 16 most populous counties got nearly twice the amount per person than the 42 smaller counties. That's because the state decided to send some of its allocation to those large counties, even though they had already gotten direct funding from the federal government. The Department of Finance said the state legislature approved the funding strategy. The audit was the first of Howell's reports looking at how the state is spending billions of dollars in federal coronavirus aid. Our region is home to dozens of far-right militia groups and extremists. Lawmakers are now mulling how to protect our nation from domestic terrorism in the wake of the U.S. Capitol riots. There's some talk of introducing a new domestic terrorism charge. Our Mountain West News Bureau's Nate Hedgie reports.
After 9/11, the Patriot Act included a definition of domestic terrorism under criminal law. But, and this is a huge but, you can't actually be charged with that specific crime. And more than 130 civil rights groups want to keep it that way. Becky Monroe is the hate and bias director for the nonprofit Leadership Conference on Civil and Human Rights.
We know, sadly, that these charges, while they may be well-intentioned, end up being used in ways that actually harm the very same communities that are targeted for hate and violence.
Monroe says these kinds of charges can actually be used against Black and Brown communities and Muslim communities. Rather than making them safer, she says, it can put more lives at risk. She adds that there are already robust existing laws that the federal government can use to track and prosecute hate groups and militias. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie.
West Wendover on the Nevada-Utah state line will receive a federal grant to help make improvements to the city's downtown. Nevada's U.S. Senators Jackie Rosen and Catherine Cortez Masto announced this week more than $1 million in federal funding for revitalization and infrastructure projects in the border city. City officials say they plan to build an area for small shops and multifamily housing. The project is slated to break ground this summer in order to be ready for private development by next year. Fans of the Lakeside Inn and Casino may soon be able to buy some mementos. The State Line Nevada Casino announced last April that it would permanently cease its operations. And according to the Tahoe Daily Tribune, a third party will now host an online auction that includes almost all of the inn's furniture and equipment, including slot machines and poker tables. In most casino closures, all assets are usually sold to another company in bulk or scrapped. Lakeside owners say they wanted to give the community a unique opportunity to keep memories of the casino. The auction will be held online in early March. Those are your daily news headlines for the morning of Friday, January 22nd. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick.